Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Faisal. How about you?
It's warming up. Hooray. Hooray. Yeah. I don't have to move out of this city because it's so cold.
I had to shovel so much snow. Yeah, anyways, let's hope spring has arrived. No more head fakes here. It would be nice.
I've realized something, my friend. I have to look out the window every morning and realize what season we're on.
I know. But you know what's interesting is we didn't really have a fall. Like, it was beautiful, remember?
Do we ever have a fall?
Well, I think fall's the nicest time here. But temperature,
it's the nicest day. That's all it is. One day.
No. Generally, the fall's pretty long. But we had really nice weather until it fell off the cliff, stayed off. We were at the bottom of that cliff for a long time, and I suspect what's going to happen. My guess, I'm not a meteorologist. Hate mail goes to Faisal on this. It probably, we wait till the spring is gone, and then it just ramps up.
Wow. Okay. Thanks for that.
That has nothing to do with our show, though.
I know. Good. All right. This tells you how forecasts are made in the real world.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm not a meteorologist. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what's going to be on the show today, because we're going to talk about wills and estates, and there's a bunch of aspects of complexity attached to this. How do you protect your wealth? How do you transition your wealth? Probate fees.
If you pass away.
Yeah.
And people need to be aware of that. And they don't call it a tax in this province or in any province. They call them a fee. I think it's the same thing. In some provinces, you have to pay a percentage of your assets.
Right.
And so those are called probate fees. And so what is probate? What are the fees that are incurred? How can you minimize or avoid them? Should you? Those are the type of things that we need to discuss, because that erodes some of the wealth that you've accumulated. And there's multiple jurisdictions. Don't forget, people own property in different provinces and different countries. So you need to look at how that impacts, or does that impact your overall estate. Those are kind of things that people are talking about when it comes to their estate plan.
And because you're an Albertan and we don't have a probate fee here, does that mean you are not subject to probate?
We have a probate fee. It's just not a percentage.
Yeah, $400.
But we'll talk about that.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, but it doesn't mean that you're exempt from other jurisdictions if you own, like you said, land in BC.
Multiple assets in multiple jurisdictions.
You got it. Okay, we'll talk about that. We've got a seminar coming up on Tuesday. Let's remind everybody about that.
Yeah, people hate taxes for some reason. I don't know why, but we're gonna talk about why most people don't like paying taxes. Or in my view, I don't like overpaying in taxes. My biggest pet peeve. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about how tax can be the biggest drag on your retirement and how you minimize that on Tuesday, April 17th, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. Now you need to reserve your seats. So give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go to our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
We were doing some research this week and researching a little bit about exchange-traded funds, ETFs.
Correct.
Right? And I've had some conversations over the last little while with people, both clients and just, interested Calgarians about exchange-traded funds, because we hear a lot in the news that they're inexpensive.
Yeah, and I think we should narrow it down a bit, Dave, on this conversation about indexes, not just exchange-traded funds as a whole.
Oh, hang on. Slow down, Tiger, because I think a lot of people, the press presents this financial instrument called an exchange-traded fund, an ETF, as really one kind of an instrument, right? So we got to talk about a number of different things, because most people will think of inexpensive index exposure. But what does that really mean? And then there's a complexity well beyond just what that is, right?
Yeah.
So I want to take this for a segment, if you're cool with that.
Absolutely.
I want to talk a little bit about what exchange-traded funds are, what their biases are. Like, let's educate people about what they do, what they don't do.
Correct.
Right? Are they inexpensive or not, right,
correct,
in terms of their buried costs?
Yep.
And kind of the extent of the complexity of where you can go with these things.
Yep.
Right? Where do you want to start on that conversation?
Let's start off with kind of giving an overview of what the differences are in some of these exchange-traded funds to kind of lay out the foundation of this conversation.
All right. So most people, I would say, when asked about it, or when they ask me about an exchange-traded fund, the question stems from passive index exposure, right? If I want to own the S&P 500, as an example, I can do that through an exchange-traded fund. I don't have to buy all 500 stocks. It's not a mutual fund in the sense that it is just mimicking the performance of what the index is doing, less whatever embedded costs there are in that product, right? Both from a risk and a return perspective. And that's kind of the extent of their understanding of the exchange-traded fund, right? And in a year like last year, where the S&P 500 had a fantastic return year, right? Why wouldn't we own that index?
And just that index.
Just that index. Now, let's forget about the whole conversation about diversity, portfolio construction, and so on and so forth. Let's just bring to light sort of the elements of that, that exchange-traded fund, what that product does. Now, I said a couple of things there. Faisal, we'll get your comment on this. What a basic passive index ETF does is it gives you exposure to the underlying securities in that index, right? Let's just use the S&P 500, the 500 largest stocks, okay, in the United States that make up the S&P 500. You can buy a or invest in an exchange-traded fund that will get you a one ticket, like one ETF, get you exposure to all of those 500 stocks.
Correct.
Right? That's accurate, correct?
And it's cheaper than buying all 500 companies. Yeah. That's why they invented that product.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the index itself, because the index is a market weight index, right?
Yeah, which is very confusing, I think. I think people don't understand how the index is derived.
Yeah, how's an index built? In this particular case, the S&P is a market cap weighted index, which means Apple has a market capitalization that is the number of shares outstanding times its price.
Correct.
Okay, and that gives it a market cap. Now, that market cap, capitalization of Apple, is the largest in the S&P 500. And therefore, it has the biggest weight. So instantly, by investing in a passive index, an S&P 500 index, you have a concentration risk in those companies that are the largest weight or the biggest weight in the index.
So let me give you an example. Apple's about 3.8% of the S&P 500. So when you buy the ETF, you're actually buying 3.8% of your money in Apple.
Right.
It doesn't sound like it's a lot,
right?
But here's where the problems lie in a in an index itself. Forget the fund, but the index itself. How they determine how much percentage goes into a stock is based upon the market capitalization.
Right.
And as the market cap or the size of the company's value goes up, more money is attributed to that weight. So you could get to a point where you have a heavy component in one stock. And I'll use the Canadian example back in 1999-2000, the Nortel factor. The TSE back then had a huge weighting in Nortel.
Yeah.
And so when Nortel did what it did and it fell, so did the TSX or the TSE back then, and a higher value than if you had all of those companies on an equal weight basis.
Right.
Right. And so here is the fundamental problem with indexes. And using that
passive,
as an
a passive
an index itself,
okay, just an index.
And then the fundamental issues of the index and what can go wrong with that index.
Right.
Okay. Investing in it.
Mm-hmm.
What the problem is that when you are investing in an index and the market capitalization of a stock goes up, you have more of your money in that stock.
Right.
So you're buying more as the stock goes up. Then when the stock falls and its market capitalization drops, you sell more of that stock as it goes down.
Effectively based on the weight, right? That's what you're saying.
Correct. So you are buying more when it's going up. You're selling more when it's going down. And that is the principle of bad investing.
Sounds a bit like buy high, sell low.
Correct.
Oh.
And I think this is a problem. Now, I know we don't have much time on this segment, but I want to take this to the end of the show where we're going to talk about the problems and the solution to that strategy. So you don't have to say in an index investment, you can still have an ETF, an exchange traded fund, or a investment strategy that can minimize the risk, still give you the exposure, and potentially, in our analysis, outperform the market over the longer term. And we'll talk about how that strategy works. We've got research from around the world coming out of Paris and everywhere else that talks about this. So we'll give you more information on that.
Okay. Now, we did remind everybody about the upcoming seminar. It's happening on Tuesday, Faisal. We've had terrific crowds. Lots of very interesting questions this year. Really interesting, and maybe that's due to the volatility that we're seeing in the markets now, which has been absent for the last 2.5 years. Not sure. But talking about bulletproofing your retirement in an environment that seems to be increasingly scary for people is an important topic. We're going to cover that on Tuesday. Why don't we invite people out to that?
Yeah. So when people who are calling in already and or emailing in based on our website to register, they're asking about our five-pillar investment strategy approach and how it profit and protects in these types of markets. We're going to have that seminar on Tuesday, April 17th, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. you need to reserve your seat. So give us a call, 966-8400, 966-8400, or go to our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, and join us after the break because we're going to talk about how to protect your wealth and your estate on transition here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.